How do people get started? Where do they get stuck? Does their family really follow along when they want to get organized? Wouldn't you love to peek behind the curtain and see how other people in the 100-day program are actually getting their home organized? Well, that's what we're going to be doing from now on the Wednesday new Organize 365 podcast. I would love to introduce you to your fellow Organize 365 members that are on this home organization journey with you. Let's see how they have gone from disorganized to organized. Lorraine, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
Thanks, Lisa. I'm super excited to be here today.
I'm super excited to have you as well. We actually met in person quite a bit ago, but how did you first find Organize 365?
I think it was on Facebook, but it could have been on Instagram, either one. And you were doing a holiday blitz around, you know, November, December. Mm-hmm. And it was the holiday season in 2016. We had just moved into our home. And I signed up for, you know, the week-long program to get prepared for the holidays. And I remember tuning in every day, watching your videos, and as I'm surrounded by boxes and I'm, you know, unpacking, you know, a ton of boxes while I was watching you. So that was perfect.
Wow. That was only the second blitz I had ever done. I think we did the back to school blitz first, and then that would have been the first holiday blitz. That was a long time ago.
Yes, that was a long time ago. Yep.
Oh my goodness. All right. So tell us about the people who live in your home with you.
So during this quarantine right now.
Yeah, we're recording this on April 14th. Everything is like, what date is it? Who am I?
Yeah. And it's like, this is just now, but when we go back to normal, it's going to change.
Right.
So during this time, my three adult children and my husband and our four dogs live with me. My oldest son is 25. He just got an apartment right before, you know, this all happened. So he's paying for an apartment, but he's back home right now just so we can make sure he eats, you know, just so he's not alone, you know. Yep. So he's the oldest. And then I have a 21-year-old son who he works. He goes to school. He's pretty much quarantined in his own room playing video games.
By
choice, yes, yes. And my 19-year-old daughter, also quarantined in her own room by choice most of the time. And, you know, it's funny because when I first listened to you and I started to learn about your family, I have, my middle son is named Joey, and my daughter is around Abby's age, and they have a lot of, you know, similarities. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, whenever you talk about them, I'm like, oh, that's my Joey and that's my daughter. So I think it's, you know, pretty funny. But you also mentioned that out of your kids, like, there's always one that loves to organize.
Yes.
And my daughter used to be that person when she was little. So now that she is 19, she's no longer that person. And she'll organize her own room, but it's like, can you also do something about the bathroom? Like, you know, can you help out a little bit? So I think it's funny that I really don't think any of my kids have that organizational bug in them. But my son wants
it. It might go dormant, like in the 17 to 23 year old age range. It'll come back. I bet your daughter's organizing bug is going to come back.
I hope so, because I need help.
So how did you decide to start getting organized?
So I was sick of looking at clutter. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just because I had to look at the clutter, but I couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
So if I needed to find, I don't know, you know, a permission slip or something when my kids were younger, I would look forever for this one piece of paper because I don't know where I put it. And I was just so, you know, sick of being disorganized, especially paper was a big thing for me. a lot of times if someone was coming over, you know, my husband would try to help out and he would shove everything in a drawer. And so, you know, 3 weeks later, it's like, oh, the phone bill is in that drawer. We need to, you know, go through this mail. And looking back, I didn't grow up in an organized home. And there were very few of my friends who I would invite into my home. And thinking back, I don't think it was because I was embarrassed, really. But I now recognize that I fell into the comparison trap. So whenever I would visit my friends' homes and they were really, you know, their moms were super organized, I kind of felt like, well, you can't come to mine. But fast forward, when I had kids, you know, well, I have kids, so my own kids, one of my sons said something in passing one day, and I just, you know, that just made me realize that he's embarrassed of the way our home looked. So it brought back a lot of those memories for me, and I didn't want, you know, him to go through that.
And was that all in that 2016 time period, or was that earlier than that?
That was like my whole life, you know, but his, you know, saying something, that probably was before we moved. So, it was probably like maybe in 2016, but it wasn't in this house. It was, I believe, in our last home.
All right. So you found the Holiday Blitz and you watched those videos. What did you do first? What was the first thing you did to take action on getting organized?
The Holiday Blitz, I just watched.
I watched. It was like a TV show.
Yeah. What's on this episode? I just watched it, and you know, you were planting seeds, but I didn't necessarily start. Uh-huh. I was more concerned at that time of getting everything out of boxes and into cabinets and drawers, you know? So I didn't work on, in 2016 on anything. It wasn't until a whole year later when I purchased, All Access in, it was like the holiday time, 2017, because you had mentioned when, you know, in the Holiday Blitz, everything you had to offer. Sunday Basket physically wasn't even a thing yet.
No, it wasn't.
And I was like, okay, what can I get to make this Sunday Basket? And
I think All Access wasn't a thing until the summer of 2017. That's when All Access even was created.
Oh, yeah.
The 100-day program has been around a while, but All Access came when we redid the website, which was August of 2017.
I must have ordered October of 2017 because I got everything in November. I remember it was like sometime between November and December. It was before December. And I couldn't wait because the 100-day home organization program starts in, you know, the first part of your year is January. Well, you know, the first part of your year.
Yeah, I know. The listeners January. Might not know, though.
It's January. Mm-hmm. And so I got it in like mid-November. And so I thought, I can't wait till January. I need to do something now. So I did set up my Sunday basket. And after that, I thought, okay, I need to start on this now. So I kind of, you know, started with the kitchen, like, a month and a half before everyone else did. But
like you weren't able to get into, I think back then, so I've changed it a couple of times. It used to be on demand. You could do it whenever you wanted. Then there was a period of time, which would have been this time, where we all started together and like, you couldn't like go off cycle. Now you could sign up any day of the year and you could jump in wherever you are. We still have these start dates because people like want to start again or renew, and that's, we got to have some time. We're going to start the planner. But at that time, yeah, we were more like, no, all the content will come out later. Now we just give it all to you.
Yeah. Cause when someone wants to start, let them start, you know, yeah,
they're ready.
Right. Cause that I might've lost that, you know, if I had to wait. But yeah, that was, it was amazing. But I just want to say one thing about the Sunday basket. You know, when I did the Sunday basket, I must have started, well, probably like November. And then that tax season, my husband's like, I can't find this W-2 for one of our kids. And he's going crazy. Like, he didn't tell me that's what he was looking for. And I'm asking him, like, what are you scrambling around looking for? He's like, you know, one of the kids' W-2s. And I'm like, oh, here it is. And he's like, you had that? I'm like, yeah, right here, taxes in the green pocket, you know? So that was just.
Yeah, he wasn't used to being able to make that request and you delivering an answer that fast.
He wasn't used to me being organized.
Yeah. Well, because he was used to shoving that in a drawer somewhere. So he's trying to find the drawer that he used to shove that stuff in. That didn't exist anymore.
Drawer, box, whatever.
So was that the first time that you noticed something was organized that hadn't been before? Or was it something different?
No. It was something different. I just thought of that. When I started in the kitchen, the first thing I noticed was the pantry. So I live in a Victorian home built in 1850, and everything's super old and kind of cool, but you know, it's old. And so my pantry is a walk-in pantry, which I'm very fortunate to have because there's a lot of room there. And that kind of was the dumping ground before, you know. So, you know, oh, the broom and dustpan go in the pantry. No, they don't go in the pantry. But, you know, we would put everything in the pantry. And so when I was, you know, working on the kitchen, I did the pantry. And that was the first thing that I was proud of. Was the pantry, because I saw everything lined up and it was a clear path, and you know, I could get from one end to the other without stumbling over something. So that was the first time I noticed something like truly being organized.
How cool is that?
That's awesome. I almost cried.
Aww.
My pantry's done. Yeah.
So, you know, this isn't on the script, but You've done your kitchen probably multiple times, right? How many times have you gone through the program?
I think three, because there were times that I wasn't doing it when everyone else was. Like the first time I did it pretty much, you know, on the regular. But I think I did it about three times total, like take everything out of, you know, drawers and redo my spice cabinet and all of that.
And did you find each time you got to a different level of organization?
I find that it's quicker. And so it's, you know, the first time I organized, like when I was organizing my utensils, I got rid of all my utensils because everything was, you know, hodgepodge of unmatched. And I said, you know, I'm pushing 50 years old. I think I can have some matching utensils finally.
Spend $20 on a couple new tongs and flippers.
So, I mean, just like, you know, forks, knives, and spoons. And so, so like the level, the first time I did it, I'm like, I'm sick of this. I'm just going to get all new. So it's not that I don't really see, you know, what you're talking about, like a different level the next time, because they're all new. I mean, it's, you know, there's not much there. But yeah, it was, it's been a lot quicker every time I do it.
Yeah. So what's happened since you started on this journey of getting organized that you did not expect to happen?
I started a professional organizing business.
What?
That's what everyone who knew me said.
Tell us more.
I wasn't expecting that at all. You know, I wasn't born organized like most professional organizers claim they were, like you. You know, you were sorting buttons when you were a kid. Not me. I was never organized. And it wasn't until I found you, found Organized 365, and everything, the Sunday basket, the medical binder, the financial binders, the household binders, the Friday workbox. It wasn't until, and I participated as a customer in the in one of your paper retreats. Mm-hmm. And in that retreat, I had already decided before I was going to do this, but at that retreat, I found $1,500 in stale dated checks.
Wow.
And I was like, and you say in your podcast and in everything that I've watched you that, you know, once you do this, you're going to find, yeah, you're going to spend money, but you're going to find money. And mm-hmm. I thought, I'm never going to find money. Like, that's someone else. Someone else is going to find some money. I found money. And they were stale dated, but we were able to get those reissued. So, you know, $1,500 I didn't have.
Yeah.
And that's like my big testimony, you know. Anything I can prove to my husband, like, oh, this is why this works. Like, I found $1,500. And just, you know, by being a customer and putting these systems in place, because that's how I got organized, by all of these systems that you provide. And, you know, from being a hot mess to somewhat organized now, you know, I just felt like I wanted to share that with everyone. Like, everyone needs to know this. So.
And where do you live? Because people are like, oh, great. Is she close to me?
I live in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Okay. And you're moving?
I am not.
You're not going to move at all?
No. Well, it's post-dated.
Okay.
It's on the back burner. But there are some things that I'm hoping happen before
and
that.
It'll be off. So, totally.
I'm hoping. But that's, you know, hopefully no one my husband is employed with will hear this. That is my.
I think everybody's feeling like, you know, with the pandemic and everything, everything's kind of in flux now, right? Like,
right.
Even things we thought we knew, we don't know anymore.
Yeah, no one knows what's going on anymore.
No. And if you do know, please let us know. Because we would like to know. So what do you have more time for now?
I have more time to work on my business, which I've had an entrepreneur heart pretty much my whole life. And I've always done something, you know, something.
Yep.
If I worked, I did work a corporate job and I always had a side gig, you know. So I can work on my business. I can work on, you know, which is very important to me, like my social media. If I'm not doing something, I'm always thinking about it. But I have time to read.
Yes.
Like, that is huge. I never thought I would be able to actually sit down and read a book. Like, I like to read. I just never had time. And for my hobbies, like, I love crafting. So crafting's a big thing for me. So I can, you know, make things and enjoy doing that, you know.
How much extra time would you say you have now than you did, you know, 3 years ago?
Oh, 3 years ago. Well, 3 years ago, I was doing a different business that really drained my life out of me. Mm-hmm. So I did nothing but that business. So that's why I needed to get organized, because I didn't have time to do mm-hmm. things, you know, during the day. So after that, I would say, you know, every day I try to fill a bucket, like mm-hmm. work on my business. Check, got that done. Especially in this pandemic, you know, socialize with friends. Mm-hmm. I just did a Zoom call last night with some friends. We did a craft night. Even though we can't get together,
because
we would craft anyway, you know, normally we would take a day and
so you virtual craft.
We virtually craft. So I got my friend's bucket, you know, faith. I try to, you know, read my Bible every day and, you know, do some kind of reading that fills me spiritually. So I can check that bucket off. So I try to, you know, just think of the different aspects of my life. And as long as I can check that, although these days for family, it's like, if I can cook a meal, yep, did that for them. Now I can, you know,
I love the idea of those buckets though. You know, instead of like a to-do list or a calendar, like I can just visualize that so much better.
Now, I know you know that I am a planner addict, but no one else knows this. So I love my paper planner. And so I have a little grid in my planner that I can put these different things in and check them off by the date. Neat. So that's, you know, how I can keep track. This whole bucket thing isn't my idea. I got it from, now I have to think. I think Jesse Eisler, who is an author, and he has
Sarah
like
Blakely's husband.
Yes, yeah, Sarah Blakely's husband.
Jesse Itzler. I follow him on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love him.
So I just saw him do a Facebook Live interview, and he had three buckets.
Yes,
and
he does.
So yep. I kind of got that, but I kind of been doing that before I even saw him by having that little checklist, because I use a Hobonichi planner.
Mm-hmm.
And in the front, there's like a little part where you can put like each like bucket, and then it's dated along the side, so I can put like you know, January family, January, you know, or whatever month this is.
Yeah, Jesse is like, I mean, the man, I don't know, he barely sleeps, he's so uber productive, like it's crazy. But if you're not following Jesse Itzler and his wife Sarah Blakely on Instagram, these two on Instagram are hilarious because they are billionaires. They are, you know, like,
yeah,
but they are the most down to earth people, and they are hilarious. They both are so hilarious and so purposeful in everything that they do. You know, they're just like, and they purposely have fun. They purposely work hard. They purposely exercise. They purposely parent. Like, they just don't do reactionary living. Like, everything they do is purposeful, and they both have been this way since they were young, way before they were successful. And now to see them successful and not have changed those habits is really fun. Yeah. I really like Jesse. I've read his books, Living with a Monk and Living with a Navy SEAL, or Living with a SEAL. Yeah. I think it is. Really good. Really good. I liked him a lot.
And when I heard him talk, it was during this pandemic. So it's like, you know, and just hearing his story is so inspirational. Yeah. It is amazing. Yeah. So,
it's fun to watch billionaires be quarantined without any of their help too. Sarah's got to make every meal. They have no childcare help. They have nobody doing the laundry. It's hysterical. I really enjoy it, actually. So Jesse has the Build Your Life resume. He's build your life as your resume. And so he's the one that always has people like climbing mountains, and he ran, like he did the calendar club where he ran a mile for every day of the month of February. So 1 mile on February 1st and 1 mile on February 2nd. So then by the end of the month, he's like running a marathon every day.
Wow.
And you don't have to run it. You don't have to run them in a row, but he would like wake up and do 5 miles, and then he'd have a meeting and do 5 miles. And it's so, so fun to watch him. He's a fun person to watch. I watch him like you watched my holiday blitz in 2016. I'm laying in bed eating popcorn, watching him run marathons. I'm not running any marathons, but I am watching him do it.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. Like, I'll go for a walk, but running is not my thing.
Oh my gosh. So. All right. So, so you have more time, you have more hobbies, you have different business. What do you have less of now?
Anxiety from dealing with not finding things and looking at clutter and, you know, feeling like I have no time left or no energy left because all my energy was spent on looking for something, you know, it all goes hand in hand.
How many of us are looking for, how do we get rid of anxiety? I mean, Anxiety is really it's such a weird feeling inside your body, right? So I've had some of it recently. I'm like, I looked at Greg, I said, I can't believe all you people have this anxiety stuff. Like, I would like get rid of this as fast as possible. This stuff is terrible. It's not easy, but it is worth it to spend the time and the money to get organized to reduce the anxiety. Like, if you know that that could cure, not cure it, but reduce it, do it, right?
Right. Like, yeah. God.
Do it.
I don't know. Sometimes I get anxiety looking at bills when I'm doing my Sunday basket, but it's like, okay, that I know about it. I don't have to have the anxiety on the back end when it's like, oh, that was due when, you know, like I used to live, you know? So it's like, things are still going to give you anxiety, but you can, you're in control of when it happens.
Oh, that's
rather
nice.
Than, you know, you're proactive rather than being reactionary.
Yeah. I just love pro. I just love proactive. It's just so much better.
Yeah.
Because at least you have some control over it, you know, and I think that's the worst part about anxiety is often it comes at you and you have no control over it and there's little you can do to reduce it. And so if you can prevent it, or delay it, or compartmentalize it. I mean, all of those things put you back in control.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
What do you wish you knew sooner?
That organization doesn't take as long as I thought it would.
How long did you think it would take?
Forever.
I knew that was going to be an answer.
It's going to take me forever to organize my kitchen. It's going to take me forever to go through my pantry. It's going to take me forever to, you know, clean out my closet. But once you start, like with a room, let's say, so once I got that pantry done, I thought, where else can I go?
You know, had the success.
I have momentum then. And it's not just with me. I offered in my on my business page a free like decluttering challenge. And my sister did it. And she said, I feel like I can do the next thing. Like I want to, you know, work on the next, you know, area of my home or whatever. And then you think twice about where you put things. So
you don't want to undo what you just did.
Right. You're like, I'm not going to get to this again for another 3 months. I better put this back where it goes. So I don't, you know.
So what is your next step now, Lorraine?
Well, I just got all paper certified.
Yay!
Through Organize 365, which I'm so excited about. And I am looking forward to helping business customers. So I used to be a business banker. I have an entrepreneurial spirit. I love helping business owners. And I pretty much have done almost every direct sales company that ever was created. So I am looking forward to helping business owners with Friday boxes and, you know, helping people with aging parents with the binders. I'm just super excited that I can now offer everything to everyone, actually.
Yeah, you are going to be so good. I was talking to another professional organizer in our certification program, and I said, you know, as we are quarantined in our houses, I go over to my office, you know, like when the girls aren't there, they go on Mondays and Friday mornings. And then I'll go like on a Wednesday or Saturday and I do stuff over there. And so I have said, you know, if you want to help a small business that's not deemed essential and they're closed, then, you know, now may be the perfect time for them to get organized because nobody's in there. You could just get all the papers, get them all organized. And then when they come back, their employees will be like, oh my gosh, the fairies were here and they organized everything while we were gone. So it is a good time to clean all that stuff and get it all organized. I know inside of Organize 365 that we are streamlining a lot of our systems and going through all of our slash pockets and you know, while we have some of this downtime.
People have time now when, you know, they normally didn't and won't again.
And those and those things that you do now in your business, while your business is closed or at a lesser capacity, will allow you to move forward faster when you open the doors again, because everything will be streamlined and we won't spend time looking. And so it is a truly a benefit to do that at the same time.
Yeah.
We don't want it that way, but it already is. So if we're looking for the silver lining, that would be one of them. And is there any advice that you would give to someone who is just now starting out?
As Nike says, just do it, because it's not going to take as long as you think it will. I don't know how long you think it'll take, but it won't.
Yeah. Oh, it has been so much fun having you on the podcast.
Yes, I enjoyed being here.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rain. Thank you, Lisa.
Bye.
Are you loving these new podcasts? Oh my gosh, I could talk to you guys forever. And I love talking to you actually in person. If you have a story and you would love to share it on the podcast, just go to organize365.com/Wednesday to apply.